Pittsburgh section of National Council of Jewish Women Oral History Project. This is Shirley Stolzer along with her partner, Beverly Pollock, interviewing Rabbi Morris Sklar at his home on Wednesday morning, August 22nd, 1990. Rabbi, would you just state your name and address?
Morris Sklar, 2331 Tilbury Avenue.
Thank you. All right. Let's begin by asking you to tell us a little bit about your family background.
Family background, I have a wife and three daughters.
Yes.
All three are married. One lives in Pittsburgh, one lives in New Jersey, and one lives in New York.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
44 years.
Mm-hmm. Did your family of origin, were they in America or did you come from another country?
My parents both came from Europe. I was born in the United States.
Mm-hmm. What city or place in Europe did they come from?
A little town called Heshishuk, which is right outside of Vilna.
Mm-hmm.
My mother came from there, my father came from Minsk. I don't get the two mixed up. One of the two. I think it was Minsk.
Could you just tell us their names?
My father's name was Aaron. My mother's name was Mary. In fact, my mother came to Pittsburgh. She came from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather ran a Talmud Torah in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
On Crawford Street.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the... the old time, you had the cheder.
Mm-hmm.
He ran private Talmud Torah, he had a cheder. He had a place on Crawford Street. There's still some people here in town who still remember yet.
What was his name?
Teplitz.
Teplitz. That's a name in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but there was another Teplitz.
I see.
There's a different Teplitz.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be the Baal Korah at the Shara Torah Shul.
Mm-hmm.
He used to read the Torah on Saturday morning. And then there was a shidduch, and in fact, my father came to Pittsburgh, and they got married. Rabbi Zivitz officiated, because my grandfather only had Rabbi Zivitz. Rabbi Zivitz,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't blame him for that, was one of the outstanding rabbis in the country. And my grandfather used to lead the Torah, and he used to daven there, and...
Your grandfather davened there, or your wife's?
No, mine.
Your grandfather.
My mother's father.
Your mother's father. That's why you came to Pittsburgh?
No.
Oh.
I didn't come to Pittsburgh for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just giving you a little
history
on the family. You asked me about family, so
yes.
I give you a little history. That, in fact, I have a number of cousins living in Pittsburgh. So my grandfather came to Pittsburgh. He came with a sister. My sister had about seven children,
mm-hmm.
and they all lived in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. the area. They got married, so I have cousins, I don't even know who they are.
Really? What started the exodus from Vilna or wherever?
Like everybody else who came.
But to Pittsburgh, why to
Pittsburgh? Why Pittsburgh? That I can't answer.
Oh, you don't know how they came to find Pittsburgh.
That I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So you grew up in Pittsburgh?
No, I didn't. My parents got married.
Mm-hmm.
My father lived in New York. My mother lived in Pittsburgh. Somebody, and they got married in Pittsburgh, and then they got born back to New York. And I was born and raised in New York City.
That's
my father lived
in
New York.
So, what part of New York City were you in?
In Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I was born on the Lower East Side, like most of us, and then we moved to Williamsburg. Brooklyn and
yes.
The
Oh, yes, Williamsburg is the Orthodox section, right?
Well, right now it's really Orthodox. But
yeah.
That time it was like a Score Hill. Even
mm-hmm.
the fact there was more Jews dead
mm-hmm.
in Williamsburg than proportionately.
Right.
And Mazay's.
Did you go to yeshivas to study or public schools?
No,
yeshivas. All the yeshivas, throughout, from the beginning.
From the first year.
Uh-huh. And how far did you get? Right through college?
College.
Mm-hmm. The yeshiva college?
I didn't go to yeshiva college. I went to different yeshiva. I went to the Real Orthodox Rabbinical Seminary.
I see. So you wanted to be a rabbi.
Well,
is that the purpose of going there, or
it started out that way, and then I guess it ended that way. But when you start to go into yeshiva, you're a kid, and I start from the first grade, you don't know what
right.
you want. You want to be a rabbi. Who else wants to be a rabbi?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had many thoughts about different things at that time. But just the way it happened, you start on a certain road, and before you know it, you get more involved and more involved, and that's the way it was.
Do you remember the name of the college level yeshiva that you attended?
It was called Rabbinical Seminary of America.
I see. Yes.
They didn't have a secular program like a yeshiva university.
Right.
They had only the Hebrew department.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you went to your secular studies, you had to go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I went to City College.
I see. So you went to City College afterward?
During the time.
Both.
You do both. You have a dual program, which makes it very difficult.
Yes.
So
you got a bachelor's degree plus a smicha?
Well, to be honest, I didn't graduate. I went for a number of years. And then I got married, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell you any lies.
Right.
I could tell you, I got a bachelor's. Oh, put down, I got a bachelor's.
No, it doesn't. We're just interested in your education.
I'm not going to tell you that, mm-hmm. which is not true.
Did they give you smicha?
Yeah.
Now, you say that you got married while you were at the yeshiva.
No, I was just about finished, and then I got married.
Where did you meet your wife? She was in Pittsburgh.
She was from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh, I see.
And she was, I don't know if she's for the record, but she was out with somebody. And then I saw her there, and I said, I started to talk with her, and I asked her for a phone number.
That was it.
So
yours was not a shidduch, as your parents were.
No. I saw the girl, and mm-hmm. I thought she was a BRI, and I went out with her. Didn't take too long, we got married.
Mm-hmm. What was her name? Teplitz?
No, my mother's name was
Teplitz. Your mother's name?
Her name was Moskowitz.
What's her first name?
Minnie. Did you ever meet my wife?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, she's supposed to be the best looking rabbit in.
If you say so, we take
That's
your
what
word.
They say.
Uh-huh. Did she also have a background? But she was Orthodox.
Uh-huh. Father was more rabbi.
I see. So what year were you married? It's a long time.
I can remember. I said we married 44 years. So I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, did you...
46, I think it was.
Uh-huh. Did you have brothers or sisters also in New York?
Yeah, two sisters.
Younger or older?
Both younger. And
so there were three siblings?
Three, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one lives in... Now, one lives in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one lives in Oil City and in Florida.
I see.
They have a summer home.
Uh-huh. Tell me, as an Orthodox family, did your sisters get education as you did?
No.
Did they go to...
They didn't believe in, the old time.
Right.
Instead of going to yeshiva. First of all, there's no day schools at that time.
Right. So
the day schools is actually a new thing.
Right, a new phenomenon. So they went to public schools.
They went to public schools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. And so you had, there were three of you, two younger young ladies. Then you got married.
In fact, my sister got married before I did.
Even though she was younger?
Yeah, she was not much younger.
Was that all right in your family?
A girl get married is up to age.
Is
that all right?
So you lived for a while after you were married in New York? Or New Jersey?
No. Well, here's what happened. I had a weekend job.
Mm-hmm. As a rabbi.
As a rabbi. In Pinebrook, New Jersey. And I used to commute. I used to go to for Saturday. And I had Saturday afternoon, I had cheder. Mm-hmm. And Sunday morning, I had Sunday school. Mm-hmm. And then Hebrew school. Let's see, Monday, I do anything Monday, I don't remember. Anyway, that was a part-time job. I used to be the da'a, the rabbi, the chazan, everything, because it be the Torah. Mm-hmm. It was a small community. And that was my weekend job. This was, in fact, I had this job before I even got married. Mm-hmm. And then my wife was an only daughter. And, she didn't want to move away and this and that. There's some jobs around. So, okay. So but we lived about a year with my in-laws.
With them?
They had a big home. And so we had a separate room, an apartment. But then after a while, I said, no, that's it. And my first job was in Valdosta, Georgia. Valdosta, V-A-L-D-O-S-T-A. What, you know Valdosta?
I'm from Atlanta.
You're Atlanta, Georgia, a lot of
clear. Y'all.
A lot of clear. Valdosta, Georgia. And I was there for 4 years.
And you acquired
you
an accent.
Don't say 40. No,
you haven't lost your accent yet.
No, I've lost it. I'm just because.
I know.
4 years. Then I was, I decided, actually, I was going to stay on for my uncle. I have an uncle rabbi. Mm-hmm. He used to be rabbi. As I told you, my family, my grandfather was had a Talmud Torah here. Mm-hmm. And he had a son who was a rabbi. He wanted the son to come to the United States.
Was that your father's brother?
That's my mother's.
Oh, your mother's.
I see. My mother's brother. Mm-hmm. So he wanted him to come to the United States. So he went to Niagara Street Shul. Told them, and they gave him papers, they brought my uncle. So my uncle was in Pittsburgh for a little while, and then Rabbi Zizich was very highly of my uncle. My uncle was a great rabbi, one of the European rabbis. So they called Rabbi Zizich one time out in Warren, Ohio, and they said, and for a funeral, they didn't have a rabbi. And they asked him, do you know anybody in the rabbi and sheikh? Mm-hmm. Before my uncle came to the United States, he told me, listen, plenty of rabbis in the United States, you got to be something else.
I see.
So why don't you, and he, my uncle's father-in-law, was a multimillionaire at one time. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of slaughterhouses and properties and everything. Then he lost it all during the war. And he said, once you still own the slaughterhouse, why don't you go and learn how to be a sheikh? So he went and studied it, and came to the United States. And the job opened as a rabbi and a sheikh in Warren, Ohio. So Rabbi Zivit says, I have a man for you, the best you can get. So they hired my uncle, mm-hmm. and he was there, and that was I think 1931 or something like that. Then he tried to get a few bucks together so he could bring his family. And then started the process of bringing the family over, and then started the war with the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And they got stuck, and he couldn't bring them. Mm-hmm. They were all completely wiped out. And then I have to decide, what am I going to do? More in Ohio, I'll come to Pittsburgh. And he had a job, a robber street shul.
He
became a rabbi then. He was teaching at the Lubavitch Yeshiva. He was teaching Talmud. He was still all alone. And anyway, somebody. Gata Shiloh. With some lady from Toledo, Ohio. Very nice lady. A real real fine woman, Orthodox, shapely.
Mm-hmm.
She dumped every day. She wouldn't eat. She banished before she made a blessing. I mean, real rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
So my uncle was married there. He was there for many years in Toledo. He helped the rabbi there to put the limber shoes and care for them. And then he got too old. I don't know if you need this stuff.
No, but how did you get into this? Yes.
I wanted that.
Yes.
Anyway, so he came to Pittsburgh. He was in Pittsburgh, so I went to see him. You know, I was involved after Georgia, and I went to New York, and then I think, well, I see my, I had relatives here. I had another uncle, too. My wife and my mother had two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And a sister was like killed in Europe, but two brothers lived in Pittsburgh, so I came out to Pittsburgh to see him. So my uncle got all, well, what are you doing in Georgia, Dominion, so he got after me. And then Rabbi Leiter, what are you doing? Rabbi Leiter, my uncle, while he was here, he taught Talmud to Rabbi Leiter's boys.
Oh.
He wouldn't have anybody, only my uncle teach.
Mm-hmm.
Just give you an idea. My uncle.
Yes.
All right, anyway, so, what are you doing? I said, what do you want me to do? I got a job. Look, there's a job here in East Pittsburgh. In East Pittsburgh, people are starting to move towards Forest Hills, Millville.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was really a trend at that time. It was after the wars. It was in 1951.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's more Jewish people at then in Forest Hills than we have today.
Oh,
you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's a trend, people moving out from that area, and all that. And it's the only shul there. So you could really build that up and be a nice good congregation. So, I said, look, I have to go back to New York in a few days. So happened, I stayed for the weekend. I went Sunday for an interview, and I got the job.
What was the name of the show?
East Pittsburgh, O'Hare Center.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Called my wife. Are you crazy? What are you doing? Are you nuts? We had a nice job there, did you? Anyway, so I come to East Pittsburgh, and it wasn't. Quarters wasn't where I wanted it. They wanted to give me. I told them about, well, we'll get you this and your house, this and that. Anyway, things didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake. I realized it because people who live in Forest Hills, if they're going to travel, they're not going to go to Pittsburgh. They're going to go to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm.
Although we had about 50 kids in the Sunday school, but
a lot
of people, a lot of kids, but the new rabbi, you know, everybody wants, you know, but I saw it's no future.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I wanted. So the job opened in Oil City.
Oh.
So I went to Oil City. I was there in Oil City for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I was in the whole city. I mean, it was fine, it was then one day, and I have beautiful daughters. Thank God. So, and my daughter, all these guts in the corner, and she laughed. Not for me. So happened at that time that Sean was looking for someone to teach bar mitzvahs, to read the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be a rabbi. Right. I don't have to be a rabbi. As long as I'm among Jewish people and my kids can grow up in a Jewish environment, this is what I'm interested in, this is what I want. So, I came to Pittsburgh. I told him I was interested in the job, and he asked me to come up this Saturday, which I did. On Sunday, they offered me the job. After many candidates, they did a man. I could be a chazan. At that time, then the rabbi, they hired a rabbi, but he didn't come in yet. Goldberg came to Pittsburgh 3 days before I did.
Oh, really?
So I gave the sermon, the daven, told him, hey, you're the guy. So for 26 years I've been in Beth Shalom until I retired last year. So this is what I wanted. I wanted Pittsburgh because the Jewish population, I want my kids to be among Jewish people. The university here. I don't have to worry being a small town. While I was in Pittsburgh, I had many offers to leave. I said, well, what am I going to go? So, for more money, a lot more money than I was getting in Beth Shalom. But, that's not what I want. To live in a small town. And to go to college, I have to send my kids to out of town. That's it. Whatever my salary is, that's it. And I'm going to be in Pittsburgh. So I've been here for now.
If there must have been a Jewish community in Oil City, yes. If they sent you there, was there an Orthodox Jewish community there? What was it like? Was it close? Was it?
It was the only shul in the area. People from Franklin belonged there, from Clarion belonged to Oil City. From the area, Titusville.
But there weren't enough young people for your girls to associate with.
It was a small town.
How about when you were out in East Pittsburgh? What was that community like? Was that
well, it's part of Pittsburgh. Nothing
you felt that it was part of Pittsburgh. So when did your daughters, when was the first one, how old is your first one?
The first one will be, I think, 43.
And then you have two others.
Two others.
How old are they? Younger?
Both younger.
Approximately.
39. Well, there's 2.5 years. 2.5 or 3 years between the first and second, and 10.5 between the oldest and the youngest.
I see. 10.5
between the oldest and the youngest.
Are they in any kind of professions?
The two younger ones are teachers. In fact, the middle one teaches in day school.
Could you give us their names, just so we'll be able to identify as you talk about
it? Right. The middle one, the older one had about 2 years of college and decided to get married.
What is her name?
Which I don't know if you want to give me
just her first name. It's all right.
Trudy.
Trudy.
Unfortunately, that marriage didn't last too long, but okay. It did last about 10 years. That was the end of that.
Is she remarried?
She remarried. She lives in Pittsburgh. The second one married a boy by the name of Richard Schwab. Her name is Sharon. And she taught school. When they got married, he went to the University of Syracuse. And she taught school around that area until he got his master's. And then now she's teaching school at the day school in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
And how many children do each
have? She has three.
The youngest one has three.
All, I have three daughters, and each one has three children.
Oh, good.
So I have 9 grandchildren.
Good. Let's go back for a moment. Tell me, what did your father do as a work here?
He didn't work.
In America?
He was a tailor.
Oh, he was a tailor.
He was a tailor from the old country. He worked in the factory in New York.
Oh, he didn't have his own business.
No.
He was on the piecework kind of thing they had
there.
Did your mother work?
No.
When you came to Pittsburgh, you said you came here 26 years ago?
1963, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was in 26. I was in 26, retired last year, so it was 1963.
Mm-hmm. What was the community like when you...
When I came
Pittsburgh? When you came to Pittsburgh, what was it like at that time?
Same as it's today?
It is.
When I came, they hired me to read the Torah, Bet Shalom, teach about mitzvahs. At that time, before they had this building expansion, they used to have the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur had services for college students.
I see.
And I took care of those services. Mm-hmm. All the college students came up to Pitt. Okay. So, but then when they finished their program, and they didn't have any more of the college service. And in fact, for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I conducted services elsewhere. Although I was affiliated with Shalom, nevertheless, I said, listen, you know, we don't need you actually for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to read the Torah. So I used to get somebody else to read the Torah, and I down in Clarksburg, West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia, Carnegie, and
wherever they would need somebody.
I still do it. In fact, this year I'm going to Hampton, Virginia.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's down south.
That's new and different.
That's right.
Yeah, down there last year too. Mm-hmm.
By the way, another question about your parents today. When you were married and you moved finally from your in-laws' home to Pittsburgh,
Valdosta.
Yes, the southern part of the United States.
Yeah, that's really southern part. That's 18 miles from Florida. Uh-huh. You know that.
Sure.
And your parents remained in New York?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How old were they when they passed away?
My father just passed away. Two years in April. He was close to
1988.
He was close to 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
your
mother died, she was in the early 60s.
I see. But he remained in New York by himself?
No, and then he remarried.
Oh.
In fact, we told him to get married. Mm-hmm. We left him. He didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids said, Pop, get married. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people feel, hey, you know, it's not right to get married.
Yeah.
And, showing disrespect to you, see, first of all. That's a lot of my parents got along very well.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. I don't know anybody. They got along so well with my parents, too. With one another.
Did they visit here in Pittsburgh when you moved here? Or did you always go to see them?
Well, I had vacation. Every time I was vacation, we used to go to New York.
I see.
They would come out here.
Did your wife have siblings too, brothers?
Yes.
You said she was an only girl.
Yeah, well, she has two brothers.
Are they also out of town
now? They live in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she's from. She used to live in New Jersey. Her brothers live in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And did her parents still live?
No.
No. Both of them were also gone. So your father was the last one to be alive. Mm-hmm. Was he in his later years? After he retired, I guess he was just involved in his religious practices.
My father never missed going to shul.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning and every evening.
Mm-hmm.
He used to get up before going, he was always the first one in shul.
Mm-hmm.
He used to get up an hour. Shul was 8 o'clock, get up at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Say tillin for an hour.
Mm-hmm. By himself at home, or in the shul.
Nice. Always mm-hmm. say to him for about an hour every morning. And then go to shul. And my father always looked forward to go to shul. That was his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think he lived that long. Although he retired when he was 62.
He did retire, so he had 30 years almost.
Yeah. Yeah. He was 62. Mm-hmm.
Was your mother still alive when he retired? No. Mm-hmm. So then he got remarried.
So we told him,
he had a partner.
What do you knock yourself out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, He didn't have a lot of money, but he got some Social Security, he got some union that belonged to the, I said, what do you need? We're all after him. If you need anything, we'll help you, so.
Mm-hmm.
So we got after him. So he retired. He said, you're right. His whole life was a short.
So he must have been very pleased that you were so active religiously.
Yeah, I guess he was.
Mm-hmm. He never said it?
Well, he doesn't have to say things.
You could just tell by the way he...
No, my father never worked on Shabbos in his life. He never worked on holidays. Mm-hmm. And I remember the times when it was really tough.
During the Depression?
The Depression. We got a little busy, this and that, you know, they asked me to come in for the Yontif, because Yontif was during the week.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't do it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Never worked with his life.
So you
never
kind
missed on me.
So you kind of moved into your rabbinical area by naturally.